News Talk 590 KUGN. What I gotta lean down here for what? 7717. Oh, I got a clock up there. Never mind.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, you know, I'm leaning down and there's a clock right there. That's brilliant. News Talk 590 KUGN Thursday. Tech Talk time. We've got Mark, we've got Rory, and Amelia Rising. You're with the Adventure Children's Museum, is that right? Did I get that right? And nice to have you.
Oh, thanks. I'm happy to be here.
There you go. Fantastic. So tell me real quick about the Children's Museum. You're over at Valley River Center.
We are, yeah. We're on the top level of Valley River Center. It's like a 7,500 square foot exhibit hall at this point. We have all sorts of cool stuff, from a pirate ship to a sushi hut to a magnet wall and a flight test table, all sorts of fun stuff.
Pirate what and sushi who?
A pirate ship and a sushi hut. We've got exhibits dedicated to lots of different interests that kids would have that would come visit us.
Well, I'm a kid at heart. I'm already interested.
I'll come on over.
I'm hooked. So let's talk about the technology tie-in here. By the way, how did you get hooked up with these two light bulbs?
Well, I know Mark. He and his partner invited me over to do a Tech Tuesday podcast a while back, and I ran into him again a couple of other places with King Pong and various other activities. And I don't know, we're Facebook friends. I guess we know each other from
town.
Facebook. It's a small town. Everybody knows everybody.
If you do interesting stuff, you run into other people doing interesting stuff.
Yeah, and my husband's in the tech industry, so I think we run in some of the same circles. So the town's even smaller. It's closing on us.
So let's talk about technology and, of course, how it bands everybody together, so to speak. But in your case, with the Children's Museum, where you're giving them that exposure early.
Yeah, there's plenty of studies that show that early childhood education, in particular, is really important for starting kids on the right path. So we get them when they're young, and we start trying to show them the world and all the different opportunities that are available. We use some technology to do that. And then we have some ancient technology like typewriters and rotary dial telephones that, you know, kind of show the progress of technology through history. And kids really dig the buttons. So it's awesome.
I don't know why she's looking at me when she
said typewriter. I got buttons on my phone right now.
Yeah, look at that. It's the same QWERTY keyboard that's on the old typewriters. Everything is in a progression.
I'm super excited about that. You're at the mall is a cool way to, use that space in different ways.
Yep.
How's your experience at the mall been?
It's been really positive for the most part. I mean, we're in a space. It was the Terrace Cafe upstairs before part of it was, and that had been closed for about a year by the time we got it. And then there was a wall in between our space and the space beyond, which had been closed for 13 years. And so we were able to make that space useful, and it's actually a big draw for people from Lane County and even beyond. We had a free admission day last month, and gosh, we had, I want to say 750 people and zip codes all over the state of Oregon and Idaho and a family from Paris. So we're becoming a real attraction at the mall.
That's awesome. You know, malls are going through a big transition right now.
Yeah.
And I've been personally looking at them and going, oh, wow. I bet there's a bunch of great space there where we could do interactive art installations and kind of, you know, modern museum-y kind of things or maker spaces. And so I'm personally interested in going and seeing what space is available.
Why not? Because malls need to be relevant again, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think, the 80s were the heyday, and we need to find a way to bring back all those spaces across America that are, you know, just sitting there waiting for creative space to happen and for interaction to happen.
Just want to let everybody know, the 80s were fun.
We could do an 80s.
It was a good time, okay? But it was then. I get that. And Rory, we always have you take us out, but do you have anything that you want to jump in here with? No, not yes.
What did you think about the 80s, Rory? No.
Well, I was born then, so that was a good thing.
So it was awesome, right?
That was a good thing. One thing I've heard with changing of malls and everything is like the potential to have live spaces in there as well. So like turn some of the larger anchor type stores into living spaces, so you have this whole community feel.
Interesting.
I think I saw that somewhere. There was an article recently about a mall that had been turned into apartments and the smaller boutique spaces, and then had that giant courtyard in the middle where everybody just went and hung out and made friends.
Yeah, I thought that was a sort of a fascinating use case of a mall. So
okay, I'm going to come by and see those pirate ships, okay?
Yeah, right? Please do. Anytime. Come right after the show.
Amelia Rising is with the Adventure Children's Museum. They're in Valley River Center. Go ahead, buddy. Take us out.
To learn more about what you've heard today, go to eugenetech.org. That's eugenetech.org.